Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner's Court for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. It is 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. As always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. Commissioner Senegal is under the weather today.
Please bow with me. Lord, we come to you today. We ask for your guidance and your help and your support in the decisions that we make that affect this county, our citizens, and our employees. Lord, we ask that you be with Commissioner Senegal and help him to recover from his illness, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you be with all this body and be with us and look after us and guide us and protect us. And thank you so much for life itself, Lord. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
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 I say the Pledge of Allegiance in unison. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a rather short agenda today. And we'll begin our agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for term contract for Jefferson County Sheriff's Department law enforcement corrections equipment and uniforms. Item B is consider and approve specifications for an IFB for airfield marking rehabilitation for Jack Brooks Regional Airport, which is funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program and CARES Act grant funding pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve specifications for an RFP for grant administration for American Rescue Plan Act 2021 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and Chapter 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is to execute, receive, and file lease agreements for requests for proposals for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout with Otto S. Phillips and William D. Stratton. Item E is to execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 to a contract for an RFP for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout to transfer lease of property item number 98, property ID 75, from Bruce and Jacqueline Bundick to Justin Myers. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 4 to a contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Southeast Texas Building Services, Inc., which will add additional sanitation service for the tax office for Beaumont for $530 per week, which will be at 9:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on a week-to-week basis in response to COVID-19. Item G is to consider and approve a contract renewal for a term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Morningstar Industries and Red River Specialties for a second one-year renewal from August 17, 2021 through August 16, 2022. Item H is consider and approve a contract extension for inmate telephone service for Jefferson County with Global Tellink Corporation for an additional 90 days to expire November 2nd, 2021. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Only question I have, I noticed that we have an SF. It's going to only be for the tax office. Are we being proactive and considering all those other departments that receive a tremendous number of people to come through every week?
If other departments
would Black.
They would need
County clerk.
Inquire and let me know, and then maybe we can adjust the cleaning crew. This okay. was in response to the number of cases that Allison had in her office.
Okay, well, why don't we send out an
email?
Yeah. All right. Other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have it under County Auditor, we have four items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Dispute Resolution Center for purchase of 3 computers and 1 laptop in the amount of $5,539. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 8 for purchase of 3 vests in the amount of $2,388. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 484995 through 485191. And via addendum, item D is consider and possibly approve applying for emergency rental assistance program number 2. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we have 3 items. Item A is consider possibly approve receive and file audit management letter for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 775.082. Item B is consider appointing Alan Renner as the Jefferson County Board Member to the Gulf Coast Protection District. And via addendum, item C is consider authorizing county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur relating to sharing of burn justice assistance grant funding. Do I have a motion on both items under commissioner?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have 1 item under the crime lab to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Tiffany Ardahl and Marcia Cox of the crime lab to attend the CLIC annual training seminar in Nashville, Tennessee, September 7th through 10th. That travel is funded by the Coverdell Forensic Science Grant that's received by the laboratory. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford.
Question. They are funding both travels?
Yes.
They are? Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have 1 item, which is to consider and approve authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission 911 Emergency Network, which meets the state of Texas requirements. It's a 2-year renewal of the current interlocal with no changes. Term of the agreement is September 1st, 2021 through August 31st, 2023, which enhances our regional 911 telecommunications throughout Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange counties. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our short agenda. We will now have a time for public comment. If you're here in the courtroom and you'd like to make public comment, you'll need to approach the lectern. If you are on the attending electronically, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. We are open for comment. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Commissioners, anything y'all wish to bring to the attention of the public without us taking action today?
I have 1 thing that I want to bring to the attention of the public, and it's because of our high COVID-19 problems that is occurring in our community. I really want to know how we as a court can help benefit the young community here, especially the school-age kids, because I'm concerned about the infection potential rate for those kids, and we're getting ready to go back to school. I would like to put on or put together some type of resolution that goes to the governor, letting him know that we are concerned. I am concerned, I know, and I hope the court is concerned. I have a call in to the superintendent of BISD, and I would hope that all of us, you know, call those or contact those school districts that are in our precincts to kind of see how we can work with them, because this is very important and it's potentially very dangerous for our community.
I do. Thank you, Commissioner. I spoke to Dr. Allen this morning at BISD. She is concerned that there's no opportunity for masks at the local school districts. I have to leave tomorrow evening for meetings tomorrow evening and Thursday at the Capitol, and I promised her that I would have discussions with them up there about those issues, which I will do. I would mention that our medical resources are under strain right now. Last night I spoke to the CEO at the medical center. They had a significant number of individuals waiting in their emergency room for a very significant number, waiting for beds, and there is a scarcity of nursing resources right now, and requests were made. I also had discussions last night with the Texas Division of Emergency Management about the provision of nurses to our area hospitals for assistance in treating COVID patients. Division of Emergency Management is not providing direct assistance right now, but it's suggested that since we are under a disaster declaration, that those expenses for additional nursing care are reimbursable under Category B, and that those applications for reimbursement, those project worksheets, are available for them to fill out and to bring in additional personnel, and they will also assist and come down and help those hospitals with filling out those project worksheets. At the medical center last night, over 90% of the individuals that were there with COVID were unvaccinated individuals. And it's my understanding from my conversations that those that were vaccinated were having much lighter symptoms, were able to be treated and released much sooner. So once again, is it asking people to review the scientific data, not on social media, but and consider your options, please. Commissioners, anything further? If not, thank you all so much for being here, and we are adjourned.